Welcome to Compass Sector Spotlights, the podcast where we learn about key business updates from different Compass Sector leaders. Hi, everyone. My name is Taylor Angel, and today we are speaking with Lisa Lahiji, Chief Marketing Officer at Urest. So, Lisa, let's start off this discussion by having you talk about your specific role and tenure with Compass.
Thanks, Taylor, and I'm really happy to be on the podcast today, so thanks for having me. So I have been with Compass 15 years, the past 10 leading marketing for Urest. I oversee development of marketing and promotions to really drive incremental sales, and I focus on new sales and retention, and specifically the cross-sell with Urest and ESFM. All retail, merchandising, marketing, and branding is really part of my role. And I lead a team of about 10 focused on supporting really all field marketing and retail needs.
Okay, thank you. And so my next question is, could you share a couple of your sector's biggest recent wins?
So from a new business standpoint, this year we had some really great new business. We opened Capital One, which is a national account for us. We won Tesla, Micron, DHL. And one of them that I'm really excited about is we've expanded our portfolio with Delta. So we currently do Delta lounges, and we most recently opened Delta at LAX in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
So I would say from a new business standpoint, we've had some great growth, which is definitely a positive trend. But I would say another big win for us from an operations standpoint is catering sales are up. And, you know, this is a really great trend to look at, that people are having meetings, they're looking to connect and collaborate, which really lets us know that, you know, even though people might not be coming back in, at least as much from a population standpoint on Mondays and Fridays, they are coming back and they are looking to connect and get together. And definitely how dining plays into that with a big portion from a catering standpoint is really imperative. So we've spent a lot of time, you know, really expanding our solutions and making sure that it's easy to order. It's really, you know, great menus and really relative to people having meetings right now.
Right. And I think that's such a great sign too, that catering is really a big priority now, especially coming from the pandemic when that was not happening as much. So it's definitely a great sign.
Yeah, definitely a big shift, which is nice to see.
Agreed. And so moving into my third question, what would you say is the biggest challenge that your sector is facing at the moment? And then what are the steps you're taking to currently mitigate them?
So I'd have to say inflation is definitely our biggest challenge right now. Our business model during the pandemic, it really shifted. If you know Urest well, we are known as great P&L operators. So that shift took place, and we have mostly fee business right now, with our clients really looking to us to create that experience and drive the innovation and what they're looking for. But what's interesting enough is that we've got some of our business that's kind of starting to talk about going back to P&L. So we're challenged due to inflation and lower populations to continue to be successful P&L operators, and looking for those solutions to really offset inflation. So we're focused on really, you know, making sure things are priced correctly to ensure margin targets are being met. And then we're also dealing with labor issues. So like everyone else, you know, we're seeing a real shift with labor. So about 53% of our new managers in our business right now coming in, and 25% of just salaried employees are new employees. So between onboarding, training, you know, we're really focused on driving the Urest culture and the standards right now, but it is definitely a big focus for us to ensure that we are, you know, bringing people on board and that we're solidifying all the issues that are coming about with labor, because there are so many new people coming into our business from an employee standpoint.
Thanks for listening to Compass Sector Spotlights. We hope you enjoyed.